Lawful v. Legal Standing and Our Constitutions, Justice Anirvan Writes, June 29, 2021, by Justice Anirvan Writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Standing, like jurisdiction, speaks to your ability and right to act. A court must prove its jurisdiction, that is, its authority and right to speak to an issue brought before it, and a litigant must prove their standing, their right to address an issue. In its simplest terms, you have to have a dog in the fight to have standing. You have to have a right before you can defend one. You have to have been injured before you can seek damages. You have to be a party to a contract before you can enforce one. Otherwise, you lack standing. In the most potent case we have before us, people have been denied standing to enforce their lawful constitutional guarantees, because without their knowledge, their political status has been altered. You must have and must preserve your lawful standing as an American claiming your birthright political status, or you are not a party to the constitutions. You then have no standing to enforce them. If you adopt any other political status, you lose your lawful standing and accept merely legal standing instead. This inferior standing subjects you to foreign laws and courts, and leaves you with no constitutional guarantees. And it's totally up to you, how you live your life, and whether you claim your constitutional guarantees or not. The undisclosed registration of Americans as British territorial citizens and as municipal citizens of the United States has been very profitable for a lot of people, and they don't want to give up their gravy train. But every gain for them is a loss for you, so as an American, you have equal and opposite motivations to correct their false registration process. This situation has led us to develop paperwork which serves to record your actual political status in the international public domain. There are presently three ways to protect your lawful standing and your constitutional guarantees. If you can find a state of state recording office that is still open and functioning and willing to record your status change paperwork, you can do it through them, in which case they are responsible for maintaining the public record. If you record your claim with the Land Recording System, LRS, your claim will be part of an international blockchain, and will be preserved in that way. If you record your claim with the Land Recording Office, LRO, your claim will be part of your state assembly records. All three of these options produce an international public record of your political status choice, and establish your lawful standing as an American, which in turn enables you to stand under the public law of this country and enforce your constitutional guarantees. Some people want to create a big controversy about the existence of these three different ways of creating a viable public international record, and others want to claim that if you don't have every little thing exactly right, color of ink, style of signature, etc., your efforts will be useless. The truth is that any of the three recording methods will work, and no, it's your clearly expressed intention that is the determining factor regardless of details, and, finally, it's your own determination to invoke your correct standing. I recently witnessed a young woman in the dock of one of their foreign courts. When they called her name, for example, Lisa Marie Phipps, she stood up and said, "I'm Lisa Marie. Why is this court misaddressing me?" Dead silence. She continued, "I am an American standing under the public law and I have no contract with you, other than the Constitution of the United States." She was in municipal court, they were misaddressing her as a municipal person, so it's the Constitution of the United States that applies. If her name had appeared in upper and lower case on the court paperwork, the correct contract would be the Constitution of the United States of America. Again, dead silence, shuffling of paper. The judge looking over the top of his glasses at her. And then, quietly, case dismissed. They rushed on to the next victim who didn't know how to reply and who didn't have his recorded paperwork in his back pocket. One of the guarantees that a great many people are seeking these days is the right to simply be left alone. You will find that right preserved as Article 4. Why not dig out your copy of either the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of the United States of America and see what you are missing? See this article and over 3,200 others on Anirvan Writes' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source: Lawful v. Legal Standing and Our Constitutions, PDF. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.